sorry I took so long. There was a rock display in the carriage ahead, and I couldn't resist. I grabbed some dolomite for you, if you wanted any. What are you writing? Your brother's getting married next month. That's really sweet. Are you going to attend? Who's the lucky mare? She looks cute. Your brother has great taste. Have you met her yet? Well, I hope things work out for them. I'm fine. I just have something on my mind. That's all. I don't mind talking about it. As long as you're okay with it. Well, okay. It all started when Ludbriar and I broke up. At first it didn't bother me so much. It was completely mutual. But he never told me he was unhappy. The entire time we were together, he never gave me a sign that he was unsatisfied, or that our relationship was getting stale. He was the same old Mudbriar I loved. And I assumed I was the same old Mud he loved. He even discussed plans to marry me in the near future. When he wanted to talk to me that day, I thought he was going to propose to me. And the moment I read your letter, that day was all I could think about. Hey, if it means anything, I'm really happy for your brother. And I'm really happy she said yes. And I hope they have a happy life together. Thank you for listening to me talk. I usually don't express my feelings to most ponies. But you're a really good friend. And I trust you. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. It's just that, ever since Mudbriar and I broke up, I've been feeling lonely. Just holding some pony, or kissing them. It makes me feel warm inside. It makes me feel wanted. You're the only other person that made me feel like I mattered. I meant outside of family. With you, I can really be myself. You're always there for me. For everyone. You try to make me happy at every turn. And even if you can't, you never just leave. I like that about you. You really care. You don't make me feel alone. But I don't want you to feel obligated to be involved with me because of that. So if you don't feel the same way, I'll understand. And I'll drop it for good. You know, there's a rock museum in Hoofscale, and Hoofscale is the first stop tomorrow morning. Would you like to visit it with me? Then it's a date. Mm-hmm.